exploring the Lord's Prayer, as if exploring a great house. A reading from Lord Teach Us to Pray, published by Parva Press. In the life of a stately home, the business of the whole house can be directed to the general well-being of the whole estate, or it can, on occasion, be focused on a single event or person. From time to time, there will be activity in every room in preparation for a great occasion, an important meeting, a family wedding or celebration. On another occasion, the whole household will be going about its ordinary business, but with a particularly hushed and concerned note for one member of the household who lies very ill. As it is with the great house, so it is with the Lord's Prayer. For example, we can pray each petition generally, as we pray for the world and its leaders, and for all God's people, as together we strive to live for him in this spiritually hostile world. On another occasion, we might first bring a whole series of concerns in our prayers, and then, as it were, gather them as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Or following a prayer of confession, the Lord's Prayer could be a response of faith and a plea for grace and courage to start afresh, to live in a way that pleases our Heavenly Father. Or we can cry to God for a particular personal situation, using and applying each of the petitions in turn. The whole prayer can be focused and brought to bear, for example, on a particular meeting, or a particular person in physical or spiritual need, or a particular member of our own family. As an example of this perhaps less usual use of the prayer, praying for a son or a daughter of the house approaching marriage, we might follow each petition of the Lord's Prayer and pray, "Father, we place into your hands this couple as they approach marriage. May your name be honoured on their wedding day, in all that is said and done in the service, and at the meal following. May your name be honoured too in their relationship with one another, as they prepare for marriage, and as they build a home together. May your kingdom come, may they together submit to your holy rule, and live in a way that pleases you. May your will be done in every detail of the great day, and in each decision of the months and years that lie ahead. May there be a touch of heaven about this marriage. Give them day by day godly wisdom, peace, and prosperity, that they may live without anxiety before you. Grant them each a forgiving spirit towards one another, that as they adjust and settle to married life, they may be forgiving as they have been forgiven. Grant them grace to withstand the particular temptations that will come to them, and from would-be suitors who would break the marriage. Finally, Father, we ask you to protect them from every kind of evil, evil from within and evil from without, and from every onslaught of the evil one. May your holy name be held high in this marriage, Sovereign Lord, King of Kings. Or maybe, approaching a Christian meeting, we might pray, Father, may your name be held high, honoured, in our music and teaching and in all that takes place. By your Holy Spirit, take the speaker's words and set our hearts ablaze for you. May lives be changed. May your kingdom come. Father, we commend you all the practical arrangements, our individual tasks and our working together. May your will be done in every detail. May there be a touch of heaven about this meeting. And so on until we pray. And Father, keep us safe tonight from any who would disrupt or spoil the meeting, and from the spiritual coldness, deadness, attacks and interference of the evil one. Would to God that our national and local elections, great parliamentary debates, council, governor and board meetings, church meetings and individual opportunities to speak for the Lord were covered and supported by prayers like these, prayers after our Lord's pattern, prayers that we can be confident he will hear. We make up our own prayers after the God bless pattern, or read set prayers, But to our great loss, we neglect this great pattern prayer of the Lord.